More relief is likely on the way for businesses hurt by the COVID-19 pandemic, but it could look a little different this time.
The biggest thing will be making sure that we are not letting in companies or businesses that don't need the money.
That's Republican Congressman Darren LaHood. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Untland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Untland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at Untland.com and PekinInsurance.com.
Today is Wednesday, July 22nd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Kids will need to wear masks when they return to class next month. Tim Shelley shares a doctor's advice on how to get kids comfortable with the concept.
Dr. Terry Ho, a pediatrician with OSF Healthcare, recommends parents start talking with their children now.
This can be a difficult discussion to have with them. Masks may be scary, they may be uncomfortable, but we as parents can help them. We can relate wearing masks to something they already know.
He says it can help to explain it to kids the same way parents tell kids to cough into their elbows or cover their mouth when they sneeze. He also recommends practicing wearing masks at home and letting kids choose their own masks.
We can lead by example. As parents, our children look to us for reassurance. If we wear a mask, they will too.
Medical experts say wearing a mask remains one of the most effective measures to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The American Academy of Pediatrics recently issued a statement calling for schools to set the goal of in-person learning for the healthy development and well-being of children. Dr. Ho backs that goal.
I know that school reopening is a very stressful and scary topic. We don't want to get this wrong, because if we do, it has to deal with our kids. I want you to all know that you can do this, though.
I'm Tim Shelley.
For more information on the back-to-school mask rules, go to WCBU.org. Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. East Peoria Community High School will begin this school year entirely remotely, but not because of COVID-19. Large portions of the school building flooded during last week's storms. Illinois Republicans are calling for a special legislative session on ethics reform in light of House Speaker Mike Madigan's ties to the ComEd investigation. Governor J.B. Pritzker has said he doesn't plan to take up the issue now. Tri-County public health officials reported 18 new confirmed COVID-19 cases Tuesday, bringing the region's total to 1,147. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio. Congress returned to Washington this week to hash out a new COVID-19 stimulus bill. Among the issues they'll take up are how to proceed with jobless benefits, liability protections for businesses, and financial support to local governments. WCBU's Dana Vollmer talked to Republican Congressman Darren LaHood about what to expect for another popular relief effort, the Paycheck Protection Program.
The Paycheck Protection Program was probably the most impactful thing that I think we did in Congress in terms of keeping businesses afloat, businesses being able to keep their employees on the payroll. And I would say the vast majority of businesses have been able to make it through to the other side and can continue on with their businesses. However, there are obviously sectors of our business society that have been affected disproportionately. Banquet facilities, they have no receptions, they have no weddings, they have no parties, so they're hurting. Limousine drivers, you can go down the list, hotels. And I would also throw in there some restaurants, right? Restaurants that don't have outdoor dining, restaurants that particularly serve to an older population. So the next stimulus package, we need to look at these type of businesses and how we help them.
And so what would you like to see included in this next round of stimulus?
The biggest thing will be making sure that we are not letting in companies or businesses that don't need the money. And so that's where this formula and this structure, almost like a metrics for how you determine that. Again, it's almost like it is a modified PPP program for distressed businesses or businesses disproportionately affected.
Should Congress extend any form of unemployment boost, whether it's the $600 extra per week or otherwise?
Absolutely. We need to extend unemployment benefits beyond July. However, what I am not supportive of is incentivizing people to stay home because they're getting $600 a week. And unfortunately, when you talk to employers now and businesses, they're having a hard time getting employees to come back because they're making too much money on unemployment insurance. What I've said is, I think $600 a week is way too much. Let's cap that at maybe around $300 or $400. Let's figure out a way that makes sense so that the people that need it can have access to that. But also, you know, we're not prohibiting people from going back to work. So this will be an issue. This will be an argument that we'll have with the Democrats on it. And hopefully we can reach a compromise on that.
Should people expect another round of stimulus checks?
I guess I'm cautious on that. You know, again, we have spent and allocated over $3 trillion of federal taxpayer money. Now, we put all this on the proverbial credit card. We didn't have a rainy day fund. We have gone into debt. Our country now is up to close to $27 trillion in debt. And again, I will not apologize for what we spent to get the economy to prevent the economy from imploding and from being a lot worse than it was. And we did that in a bipartisan way. But moving forward, we got to be concerned about the costs. And I'm not sure I've seen the justification for more direct payments to individuals.
That's Congressman Darren LaHood talking to WCBU's Dana Vollmer. To hear the full conversation, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, the Peoria Park District Board is meeting tonight at 6 p.m. The Park District is set to talk about hosting a Facebook Live town hall next month, centered around the potential removal of the Christopher Columbus statue from Laura Bradley Park. You can expect to find more on the meeting tomorrow on WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.